Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and we are now on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph Masechet Gittin, the fourth Mishnah of the seventh chapter, continuing on with the issue of a get which is retroactive, and is properly retroactive, Mihayom Imati or Mihayachshav Imati. During that time, once the man has given such a get, the two of them are not allowed to be alone except in the presence of Edim. In other words, the concern here is sort of a doubled concern. One concern is that they will have relations, and that those relations will be understood to be biat kiddushin, understood by them to be biat kiddushin, which would then negate the get as a get yashan. So the couple could only be alone in the presence of edim. They can never be purely alone. Afilu al pi ever, afilu al pi shivcha, but they can have anyone present because they would not engage in bia in the presence of anybody. Chutz mishivchata, except for her personal maid. Initially, Bagas Baba Shivchata. This is something we've seen several times in Masechet Kiddush Ketubot, that the woman is very, shall we say, comfortable in the presence of her Shivcha, and could even engage in relations while she's there. So the aid is not there really to testify, but just to ensure that they would not engage in relations. Now, Mahi Botan Hayamim, what is their halachic status during that time, from the time the get was given until he dies? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ki eshet ish l'chol dvareha. She's a 100% eshet ish, which means two things. It means that all of the rights and obligations that come to her as a wife, and that she's obligated as a wife, with the one exception that's clear here about intimacy, apply. It also means, and this is the critical piece, that if she has relations with someone else in the meantime, then it is considered a full eshet ish situation. So in the case of shogeg, they be chayav chatat. Rabbi Yossi memugureshet ve'nemugureshet. Rabbi Yossi says they are quasi-divorced, which may mean that in such a case, there are limited rights and obligations as a wife, and perhaps most critically, that there would not be a chiyuv chatat if she was to have relations with someone else in the meantime. Now let's see an expansion on this in the Braita. Tana Rabbanan Rauha Shemityachedet Shemityachdaim Obafela. Let's say people saw that this husband and wife were alone in the dark. Or she slept at his feet, at the feet of his bed. And this is taken from the image of Ruth and Boaz. We don't have to assume that they did have bia, and therefore to necessitate a new get. And then when he dies, to say that she's an almana, rather, everything works fine. And then a curious line, which seems to take a leap, says, we are concerned, or we assume that any bia that happened would be a biad znut, which would not quash the get, and we do not consider it to be biad kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehud Omer, af choshim mishum kiddushin. Says, we are also concerned of kiddushin. Now, this braita needs to be taken apart. We'll have three versions of what it means. My kamar. The first explanation, Rav Huna Nachman Ravua Hachikamar, so Talmud of Rav said as follows, Ra'ua Shinivala, he said, if they actually saw them engaging in relations, then Choshim Mishum Kiddushin. In other words, if we saw them together at night and we didn't witness Bia, then we don't assume Bia. But if we saw Bia, then we're concerned that the intent of the Bia was Kiddushin and necessitated Nuget. But Natan Lak Safim, this is being added into the Braita, if he paid her money, then Choshim Mishum Znut Demrinan Bet Nanan Natan La. If we see after or before they had Bia that he gave her money, then we assume it's Znut, and we assume that that was the payment for it. V'en Choshim Mishum Kiddushin. We do not concern ourselves that the Bia was Bia Kiddushin, as the Kesef takes it out of that. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Pezuch Choshim Mishum Kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, even in such a case, we're concerned that the money he's paying her is because of Kiddushin, or that the bia was biat Kiddushin and the money was for something else. Now, if that's the case, then the following read, and one bit of background that I put on top of the page here will be helpful. In the eighth parak, there's machloka between Hillel and Beit Shammai, if a couple who is he's given her, he has written a get but hasn't yet given it to her, are observed to reside together in a lodge and stay in one room together. Question is whether we then assume bia, and therefore that quashes the get. So now, it's machlok bet hil bet shammai bet hil, says when we do not say that there's automatically a need for a new get. So if that's the case, k'man az lahadam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's comment on that machloket is, machloket k'shira'u ashenivala, that the only machloket is when they saw, when people saw them actually have bi'av, but even Beit Shammai will agree that if they only saw them lodging together, then we don't need to get another get. In other words, if we don't see bi'ah, we never assume bi'ah. So come on, who does that follow? The answer is Gedivrei HaKol. Because according to that read of the Braita, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanaka and Chachamim agree that if we don't see Bia, we're not concerned about Bia. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's comment about Choshim Shim Kiddushin is only if we saw Bia and we saw the transfer of money. Alright, so that will fit both Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chachamim. Okay, Matgif LaAbaya. Abaya challenges Rabbi Barvua's read of the Braita. He says, Midik Sofim Katani, there's no mention of money in the Braita. That's a foreign foreign piece that you're adding in, a foreign implant into the Braita. Halam Rabbi Abaya interprets the Braita a little bit less extravagantly. Hachikama, Ra'ua Shenivala, if they saw Bia, so if they didn't say Bia, we are not concerned with Bia. Ra'ua Shenivala, if they saw Bia happen, Choshimishum is Nut, and Choshimishum Kiddushin. Then we assume that the Bia was Bia Znut. He says, no, if we saw Bia, then we have to assume Kiddushin. There's no mention of money here, which means that they agree that if there's no Bia seen, then there's nothing to be concerned about. And they disagree. If there is Bia seen, do we ascribe it to Bia Znut, and therefore it does not necessitate the Nugat, or do we consider Bia Kiddushin? And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says we're concerned that it might be Biat Kedushin. Now, if that's the case, then go back to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Come on, Az Lahadam Rabbi Yochanan. Machol Kabishiro Shenivala Valoro Shenivala Divakol Ainsricha Himenu Get Sheni. Come on, who will that follow? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Because according to the Rabbanan, even if Ra'ua Shenivala, she won't need to get Sheni because they'll assume it's Znut. So it's only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who could say that Behel Bet Shammai's disagreement is only about no Bia being seen, but if they saw Bia, then everybody would agree that you need a new get. Matkifla Rava. So Rava challenges Abaya's read of the Braita. Imkein Mai Af. Why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say Choshin Af Mishum Kiddushin? Should be Choshin Mishum Kiddushin, meaning that we don't consider it Znut, we do consider it Kiddushin. The word af there seems to imply that we're adding something on. This is what the Braita should, how you should understand the Braita. Yosef Yehuda says, af lo ra'u shenivala choshim mishum kiddushin. Af meaning, even if you didn't see Bia, we're concerned about Kiddushin, which means the machloket is polar. Chachamim say, even if you saw Bia, you can assume Znut. And Yosef Yehuda says, even if you didn't see Bia, but just saw Yichud, then you would assume Kiddushin. In which case, K'man az lahanam rabbechanam rabbi yochanam machlokek shor shenivala v'alor shenivala divrakol in etzrichay menu get. So then Rabbi Yochanan's statement that everybody will agree, Behel Mitchami will agree, that if you didn't see Bia, you don't need a new get, but if you did see Bia, then you do need a new get. K'man delokachad, then nobody's got that position. Because according to Chacham, even if you saw Bia, you don't need a new get, and according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even if you didn't see Bia, then you still need a new get. Okay, the last piece of the Mishnah says, Mahi Botanimim, what's the status of this woman during this intervening time? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ke'eshet Ish L'chol Dvareah. She's a 100% Eshet Ish. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Megresha Ve'no Gresha. That's the Braita. Now, that's the Mishnah. Now, the Braita says, Tano Uvan Shiyamut. This only works if he actually dies from this. Now, so why is the get a valid get when he dies? After all, this is the general rule. That the way that he worded it was that the get is valid from some point while I'm alive. Okay, good. That just fixes the language here. Now, Tanar Banan Yamim Shavin Time, we have an expansion on it, this half of the Mishnah. In this Braita, what happens during the intervening time? All of the rights and obligations, the Mitzia belongs to him, her wages belong to him, he's made for Nadarim. The Yorsha, if she dies, he's Yorish her. If he's a Kohen and she dies, he goes to the funeral. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says she's 100%, just as he says in the Mishnah, 100% his wife. The only point is that the get is already in place, so therefore she would not need a new get in order to be divorced. And of course, the intimacy is off the table. Her bia is hanging, meaning if someone else has bia with her, then that bia is kind of hanging in the balance to see what will happen if he dies and then the get retroactively kicks in. Rabbi Yossi Amar Bi'ilata Safek. He says, no, the bia right now has a din of bia safek, which would mean that you would bring an ashram talui. Chacham Omri Megureshet Veinu Megureshet. Chacham seemed to say the same thing by saying she's divorced, not divorced, meaning it's safek. Ovan Shiamut. And of course, that's a condition. That's where we got the statement from, as long as he dies and fulfills the condition. Now, my Ikab and Mermeir Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between bia tluya and bia safek? Rabbi Yitzchah, Amar Yochanan, Asham talui ikubinayu. I already hinted at this in reading the Braita. The machloket is whether or not there's a chiyuv asham talui if she has bia with somebody else. B'shogeg, obviously. Rameir lo maiti asham talui. Rameir says, we wait to see what happens. And if the condition plays out, then retroactively she wasn't married at all, and there is no, there's no violation. Rabbi Yossi maiti asham talui. Rabbi Yossi says, on the spot, you have to bring an asham talui because her status right now is suffix. Now, Chacham or Migureshet and Gureshet, Chacham Hani Rabbi Yossi. So what's the difference between Migureshet and Gureshet and Sofek? The answer is, Ikeb Inayu to Rabbi Zeira. The following statement of Rabbi Zeira will provide the point of difference. The Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Yumi, Amar Shmuel, Komagom Shem Chacham or Migureshet and Gureshet, anytime Chacham used that phrase, Migureshet and Migureshet, Ba'alachayah Mizonoteha, that the husband has to pay mizonot. Because normally, in the case of a safek, she would have to prove that she is married, and therefore he's obligated to feed her. So Chachom adopted this curious phrase, megureshet v'negureshet, to tell you that they can't have intimacy, and that if somebody else has bia with her, it's still asur and everything else, but it does not bring a full chiyuv chatat, but that the husband is chayav mizonoteha. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi's version in the Braita, the husband has none of the rights or obligations. He doesn't get her mitziah, he doesn't pay mizonot, etc. And according to Chachamim, he still is chayav mizonoteha. Of course, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is represented as having the same opinion as Chachamim in the Braita, and that is two versions of Rabbi Yossi's ruling. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up at the next Mishnah, and Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph, in the next podcast.